Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, and welcome. Episode 2590. 10 more episodes. We are in rarefied territory in the job search space, and frankly, for most podcasts. Very few get to this point. More than 2,500 episodes. 2 weeks from today, 2,600 episodes. Rarefied air, and I hope you are enjoying the show. I know as job hunters, you don't want to be listening to this forever. You just want to glean some things that are going to help you in your search. I got it. But share the episode. Share the show. Let people know it was worthwhile. Other people need to know about it. Leave a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you watch or listen to podcasts. It does help other people. And today's show really is about how to overcome nervousness on interviews. I'm not going to get into the weeds about a lot of things, but I'm going to give you a perspective on how to be more effective getting over your nervousness. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give the show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. And we'll be back in just one moment. This video is entitled Strategies for Overcoming Interview Nerves. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I started to be called the Big Game Hunter when I still did recruiting. I hunted down leaders and staff organizations successfully and did it for a long time. And now I provide no BS career advice to people over the life cycle of your career, which here relates to job search. It can also involve hiring more effectively, managing and leading better. Like I said, everything related to a career so that in this way you move up, you get better results, you have an ally in your corner that you can talk to who will help you grow. Now, I know from my experience in recruiting how often people get nervous in advance of an interview. And I do believe with the right preparation and mindset, you can feel confident and perform world class. So I'm going to cover a number of different things in this video to help you do that. And the first one I want to remind you of is to practice. Every great athlete in the world practices, right? Every great entertainer rehearses. But job hunters tend to go on interviews and the first time the words ever come out of their mouth are at the interview. And then you wonder why you didn't perform well. So the more you practice, the more you rehearse, the more comfortable and confident you're going to feel during the actual interview. Start by asking yourself, if you or them trying to interview you to figure out whether you were competent to do this job, what might you be asked in order for them to figure that out? Also, research the common interview questions and practice your answers. You know you're going to be asked, tell me about yourself or walk me through your background. And you might as well have an answer rehearsed in advance that lasts about a minute, no more than a minute and a half to this question. So that in this way, you feel comfortable delivering your lines just like an actor does. Unlike an actor, I'm not asking you to behave. I'm asking you to deliver yourself, present yourself in a way where they get you, where you feel comfortable with the material and you're able to speak about your qualifications and experiences in a clear, concise way. And number two leads to be prepared. Make sure you're thoroughly prepared for the interview. Research the firm and the position beforehand. I have other videos that cover those points, so you might as well go to some of my stuff at jobsearchtv.com and look for a playlist related to preparation. You'll find a lot of great content there. And thus, you want to also, again, speak your answers to questions and research the person you're going to be meeting with and what their background is. Also, bring a copy or two of your resume just in case they haven't had a chance to print it out. You know, it's just a convenience. You don't have to offer it up to them, but, you know, it's something you carry with you just in case. The third, and this starts to become harder, is to try to stay in the moment. Your history, your past, your worries are irrelevant here. Focus on now. Focus on delivering your lines well. take deep breaths and try to stay calm, because it's not just what you say that matters, it's how you say it, how you deliver your lines that gives them the sense as to whether or not they believe in you, whether they can trust you, because they sense your confidence. So I'll just simply say, imagine yourself at the end of an interview and you've delivered beautifully. Focus on the positive outcome. Try to project confidence and optimism. Put a big smile on your face when you meet people. Next, if you're still having a case of stinking thinking, try to reframe your thoughts. And instead of thinking of, oh, the worst, negative outcomes, oh, terrible, focus on the potential positive outcomes. You're prepared. You have the skills and qualifications. All you want to do is deliver your lines. Next, arrive a few minutes early. Now, this can be true if you're going to be interviewed on camera or in person. In person, it gives you time to find the building, to park if that's the way you're going. If you're going by subway, avoid delays, because sometimes there are. People do get lost from time to time. It's going to help you be on time, because you don't like being kept waiting, and certainly they don't like being kept waiting either. Last point I want to make is about dressing well. Now, on camera, that's really about from here up. But in person, it's your full wardrobe. And it's about dressing well for that firm and its culture. Dressing in a suit for a creative job may not be the way to go. Probably isn't. But dress professionally for that organization, and that you look well, your stuff fits you well. It's going to help you present as being polished and effective. Let me just sum up by saying, being a little nervous is natural. And these strategies are going to help you. Remember, you know, it's not just what you say that matters, it's how you carry yourself. And with preparation, positive visualization, arriving on time, meaning a few minutes early, you're going to be able to get through this interview well and make a great impression. Even if they don't hire you, you always want to be creating a great impression. And this is going to help you going forward for other interviews too. I hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There, if you have questions for me, you can ask by going in the schedule button, which I think now is a blue button that says schedule. Schedule trusted advisor services. Book a half hour with me. I'd be happy to help you. If you want me to help you longer term, look at my coaching work. It's paid coaching, of course, and schedule time for a coaching session with me. I'd love to help you. And I'll also say, at the website, there's a ton in the blog that can help you. Plus, you can schedule time. Well, this is my courses, books, and guides. A lot of the courses relate to interviewing. And the one I'll mention to you is the Ultimate Job Interview Framework. It is very, very good. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.